The Bush administration is preventing a ban on road building and most logging in a third of the nation's national forests from taking effect for at least 2 months. The forest plan was issued last month by the Clinton administration. NPR's Kathleen Schock reports.
The Bush administration has put a hold on a number of new regulations the Clinton administration issued just before leaving. But some Western lawmakers and the energy, mining, and timber industries are hoping for more than just a temporary reprieve. Michael Klein of the American Forest and Paper Association says the ban will hurt rural communities and hamper efforts to prevent and fight forest fires. He says the Clinton administration overstepped its bounds by treating national forests as if they were national parks or wilderness areas.
I think that this rule does face some serious opposition from Capitol Hill. It did anyway. And now that the Bush administration has kind of put the brakes on it and wants to take a more rational look at it and weigh all the sides, I think that it's reasonable to expect some change.
Some lawmakers want to overturn the rule using a 1996 law that gives Congress the power to rescind a regulation within 60 days of its publication. Others want the Bush administration to start the rulemaking process all over again, but that would take time. Sean Cosgrove of the Sierra Club says the Forest Service studied the issue for more than 2 years and held 600 meetings and hearings before publishing the rule.
They gathered over 1.7 million comments on this policy. We're told that about 85% were in favor of protecting wild forest areas forever.
Cosgrove says these are some of the last wild forests the country has left. Opponents expect they'll at least be able to ease the rules by redrawing boundaries or allowing more exceptions. And analysts on both sides predict that the Bush administration may cushion the ban's impact by only selectively enforcing it. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.